although it was very nice of the government to highlight the inconvenience caused to patients going for their treatment, or and especially for cancer patients, but you really can't just talk about cancer patients when you need to. There has to be something behind that, you know. Obviously, this was all referenced at the protests on fuel, and for a charity like ourselves that are not supported by the government and were not funded by the government, it would be very good if we were under this new, you know, the new support measures. It would be very good if charities like ours that take patients from here to Galway by car, from here to Belfast, from Derry or Achnagelvin, it would be very nice to know and to seek clarification. Do we fall under these new measures? And since it was so important to look about patients and people going to appointments, that I would have thought, yes, we should fall under this measure.
Would you have an idea roughly of how much you would spend on the likes of petrol and diesel on a week?
It is something, I suppose, you know, the car could be in Galway one day, it could be in Sligo the next day. And you're talking about a good couple of hundred euro, which, yes, with the fuel crisis that's going on now, it could impact on us as we continuously fundraise. And to be honest, it's very hard for people to keep giving us when they're struggling themselves. So it would be good if the likes of charities like Donegal Cancer Fights and Services did fall under the measures that the government has released. Because you're talking about keeping a car and a bus on a road, you're into 500-600 euro a week or more, depending on where the car has to go.